U.S. officials have insisted there was no way to know in advance any of what the September 11th hijackers were up to, that they were extremely skillful, careful, and secretive, operating completely below radar. Journalist Seymour Hersh, writing in the current issue of The New Yorker magazine, challenges that assertion. He writes that the Al-Qaeda terrorists were there to be seen, but there was no system for seeing them. For starters, Hersh says, passengers reported seeing suspicious, well-dressed Middle Eastern men traveling in groups on coast-to-coast flights last summer and fall. One alert passenger was actor James Woods.
James Woods gets on a plane, and here it is, late July, early August. He's coming out of Boston and New York, going across country like he always does. There's four dudes get on the plane. As he said jokingly, they were either FBI agents or terrorists because they were well-dressed Arab-American young men. They have no carry-on luggage, no newspapers, no magazines. They sit there.
No laptop.
No laptop. They're just sitting there on this flight. And he, after a couple of hours, says to the flight attendant, I'm worried about those guys. She was too. He asked to see the captain. The first officer comes out from the cockpit. You know, he takes a look and he says, I understand what you're talking about. We're going to lock our door and hope for the best. And he understood the flight attendants did write a letter to the FAA. But the reality is, so what? Nobody cared before 9/11.
After the attack, Woods thought he recognized two of the people he saw.
Woods called the FBI that night and they came the next morning very early. They showed him photographs, and he identified two who happened to be on different flights. He later was privately told that, indeed, his information was right. The fact is that this is something that was most interesting to me. I took what Woods said into the FBI, and some of these people told me that the fact is that at least a dozen flights they now know, terrorists were casing out various flights in July, August. And the other thing about it was fascinating is the four cells that were operated, four flights, four cells, theoretically. We always thought they were very professional, no mingling, no operational security was at that very height. People on flight one and flight two and flight three and flight four flew together, casing out flights. So they weren't the highest order of sophisticated terrorists. And we've been told consistently by the FBI and the CIA and the White House since September the 11th, oh my, these guys were good. They were the best.
No prior knowledge.
Oh, 5 years, sleepers. They've been here forever, training. You know, I'm afraid to say that this whole 9/11, the hijacking and that horrible event, tells us less about Al-Qaeda and their skill than how bad we are. You know, could Joe Moe Curley and the Three Stooges have done it, the Marx Brothers? I don't know. It was a lot easier to hijack a plane than we think, that's all.
The number of Middle Eastern people taking flight training.
Oh, it's impossible to put a direct number, hundreds a year, many thousands. I think the truth is, even in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, flight schools, they resisted an investigation at first because this is a big source of income to them. The Middle East, it is thousands. And one of the things that I discovered in doing research for this story was that the first clue we had about the use of school for terrorists came in 1975 when the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was doing an investigation into the original terrorists who hit. If you remember, there were these extreme Israeli Rabbi Kahani, and he was murdered. There were terrorists coming in, El Fatah, back in the 70s. They were in country, according to the FBI, in flight schools. So we've known about the potential for flight schools for a long time.
The big problem you feel is that the FBI, which doesn't even have compatible computers from one office to the next, and is operating out of... they're having to make this big transition. They're cops, and this isn't cop work.
They have to be proactive. They have to, instead of arrest, what they usually do is watch a crime and then they bust somebody. That's going to be changed. And we have to be very careful in the First Amendment and the constitutional that they don't go too far. But it is a completely screwed up organization in the sense, as you say, they're incompatible. They get money for computers and previous, under the last 5-10 years of Louis Free, the money would be reprogrammed into other subjects, sometimes travel budgets. Let me just say this. The good thing is, as bad as it is, it can be fixed. I think in 5 years, we're going to have an intelligence service that we won't recognize. It's going to be more integrated. It's going to be more coordinated. It's the next 5 years that worry me.
Journalist Seymour Hersh, whose latest reporting on the September 11th investigation is in this week's New Yorker magazine. Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller announced today that major changes are coming to the FBI. The plan to prevent terrorism includes new intelligence ties between the FBI and the CIA and an overhaul of the Bureau's outdated computer system.